for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fire and Guess what time it is, boys and girls? It's time for the Giddy Up. We'll be right back.
Take
Yeah, that's right. A little summer's end. Maybe that's a little premature, but, you know, it's...
We wear sunglasses? Well,
I am wearing sunglasses.
Sorry.
I wear my sunglasses in the studio.
All right there, Corey Hart. Did you also date Sonny Joe White? Oh, wait! I'm not supposed to say that on the air, am I?
Is that politically incorrect?
No, it's true. The sunglasses and night guy was Sonny Joe White's boyfriend.
Corey Hart was...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, you always get, you know, the the weird information here at the Giddy Up. Welcome, by the way, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up, 2:14 in the afternoon on this 11th day of August. What's that?
I don't hear me.
You don't hear you. You
I'm
know
on
why?
Three.
You're on three, that's why.
Yeah.
No, you're on four, actually.
Oh.
That, you know, we used to learn... numerals in like the first grade.
You know what? Why don't you color code these effing things and maybe I
first
can figure
of all,
it out.
That is not my job. I am not in tech support. And if you can't read four from three, then maybe there's deeper issues there.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Of course, I know you got it because our Red Sox are, of course, hosting the Skankies tonight at Fenway for the three-game season. Of course, we are up. What are we up? Three?
Four and a half.
Yankees
and we lost
could
last night.
Really put some ground in between. Even though they play us hard, you know, they can't beat Toronto. They can't beat Baltimore. They can't beat Tampa Bay. But, you know, they always play us hard no matter what.
And you ready for this?
No.
Aaron Judge? Since the All-Star break's been hitting
Listen, I know that.
Been hitting like Judge Judy.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you! Funny man out!
It's the home run derby curse. Mm. It happens all the time. It throws their whole mojo off, their whole, you know, timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
You swing into 75-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Yep.
Full force. You come back into, you know, facing breaking stuff and 98-mile-an-hour heaters.
Placed pitches, not just over the plate.
Yeah.
So that's good. So we got a full show. I am DJ Pauly B reporting for duty. And sitting across from me is the man, the myth, the legend, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
Yep.
And welcome aboard, boys and girls. And I hope you're all listening in because we're going to kick off your weekend right with some great music. We got a lot to talk about. We just talked about the Sox Yankees. What a perfect way to kick off the weekend. And this shirt, I know it has holes under my armpits, but I am going to wear this Red Sox Yankees suck shirt until it disintegrates off of my body. Every time I have no problem with that.
Yeah, we'll be releasing time release photos of that process, and so you definitely want to be on the Giddy Up Facebook page for that.
So, Christopher, what do you have for weather? Do you have any weather? Because we always have different weather.
Well, if we didn't have any weather,
I have 77 degrees in Boston. I think it's a little hotter than that.
You ready for this? I have 76 and 82.
How do you have two?
Because I have two different apps. AccuWeather says 75.
Well, I guess it depends where it is.
And Weather Underground says 82, and they're both local here. One says Ball Square, and the other one says Medford. So,
well, I'd go with Ball Square since, you know, depending on how... No, I'd go with Medford because... Ball Square is always going to be hotter.
Yeah, but if you think about it, Ball Square, that's an oxymoron.
If it's hot as balls, it's going to be hotter than just being out from underneath balls.
Hey, who's the...
Ball Square, I meant.
Yeah, who do you think came up with the name Ball Square?
A bowler.
Think about it. Ball Square. No, Ball Round. That's why it's in Somerville. They don't know their shapes.
Well, there was quite a few bowling alleys in Ball Square at one point.
Would you like to name them? No.
The Ballodrome?
I knew you.
No, you did not.
The Bolorama?
Yes. The Famunda 10 Pin?
Bowl. Yeah, it's kind of like their play on Motley Crue's Girls. It was Bowl,
gotcha.
Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get to better things. Anyways, 2:19 in the afternoon. We're going to play some great rock and roll music as we usually do. We always do, actually. And we'll be back with the shout-outs, I guess. Chris, what do you think?
Shout-outs, shout-outs, you name it, we got
shout
it.
Shout-out. We're just going to shout at everyone and everything.
Yep.
So
and something special for this week's shout-outs. We're going to open the window and actually yell them out the window as you drive by.
Nice. That's yeah. good. Just give us a toot as yeah. you know, driving by. And we'll take a picture of you and post it on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. the Giddy Up. And, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, be better than the usual sex offender page.
Just don't give us the finger out of your car window. That's
all. Oh, do it. I don't know.
Actually, shoot us a moon. That would be nice.
Show us your boobies.
Or that.
Not you, Eddie Riley. I repeat, Eddie, shirt stays on.
All right, I'm going to start off slow and work our way up to a climax, if you will.
Well, that'd be the threesome.
Yeah, we're going to work our way up to the threesome, yes, sir. And our threesome today will be announced in the next break. And this is, you know, we got a few things to talk about, so let's get it started.
All right.
And why don't you take us out, man?
Yeah, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, where it's always sunny in Medford.
That's right. We're right back, kids. That's right. It is a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. That was ELO. It's a living thing. And before that was, you know, way back, the, you know, Chicago song that, you know, you don't hear that much very often. Feeling stronger every day. I don't know. I just wanted to start off, you know, way back and work our way up to the current nonsense that we have on the radios today. But anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls on this 11th day of August. And 2:29 in the afternoon. The weather is, I'm going to say 77.
77, 82.
You know, whatever you think. How's that?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Roll the dice.
I'm going with 78 and a half.
I'll be back with the weekend, weather in the afternoon hour of 3, you know, after 3, as I do every week. I don't know, Chris, what do you think?
What do I think? I think Battle of the Network Stars should be fought with real guns. You're asking me?
That's not a bad idea, to be quite honest with you. Anyways, so it's that time of the show. What are you laughing at?
How about a foolish thing I said?
It's a living thing.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'm just trying to picture Linda Carter, you know, maneuvering a musket up Mork's ass.
What?
Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All I remember is Don Knotts doing the long jump. He warmed up by doing armpit farts, and then
that's how most great athletes
like Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School. Yeah. All right, shout outs, Chris.
Shout outs, Polly.
Oh well, how about after this quick ad? I forgot the
Tears for Fears.
I did. I should have queued him up, but here you go, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's...
All right. This is the time of the show where we appreciate, never depreciate
righty.
Our listeners.
So, you know what? We've been lax. There's been quite a bit of activity on the Facebook page, but...
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So we really thank you. We do apologize if we haven't gotten to you earlier. So I want to start some new shouts and thank yous.
Yes.
To, starting first, out of Charlestown, Mass., Kenny Kochinki. Kusinki. Thank you, Kenny. Paul Levitt in Alston. Felix Agam. University of Calabar. Edward Wazak Jr.
Yep, Ed.
A good friend of mine from Medford High who lives here in South Medford. Jamie Martell. Hell of a guitar player, too. And we also have Jessica Delorge Williams, all the way from Washington, D.C.
Wow. I was going to say, we're all over New England, but we're worldwide.
We're nationwide, because I think this guy, Gideon D. Jid, also Rob Ellen, proud Euro publicist. Euro, man, that's in Europe.
Obviously.
At Howard and Sky, thank you,
well,
Rob.
They got nothing past you, pal.
No, you can't get a pork chop by this wolf over here. Michelle Stavros, Ben Grimm, Mary Ann O'Brien, Chris Enlow of Chantilly High. Would you like to sing again?
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. All right. we're scaring away the likes.
Wait a minute. They all disappear. Tandy Loans, thank you so much. And lastly, our newest like is Francesca Corrado.
Yes. Francesca.
Yes, and there's also another shout-out I'd like to give to another high school buddy of mine, Mr. Ed Walsh. Last week, Ed tagged us in a photo of his where he was on another station because, you know, once the giddy-up's over, you're free to roam around the dial. And Brandy by Looking Glass was on, and he tagged us in it because he's like, wow, reminds me of the giddy-up on Fridays. And thank you so much for listening, and it's much appreciated, and we hope we are entertaining you. If not, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to WMFO.org, and you'll get your $4 back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo, Colorado, 60609. Right. Oh, my God. Was that the zip code?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy moly. Things are getting ingrained in your brain.
what it is. It's like time for timer with the wagon wheel.
Anchor for a hunker.
Anyways, also I'd like to add in Lizzie Booth. Elizabeth Booth, who liked our page as well. I wasn't sure if she was listening in, but I believe she is. Mm-hmm. So, old friend from way, 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 way back in the Bobo's days. But, yeah.
So, Bobo's, huh?
Yeah, way back then. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, as in, use Bobo's in a sentence. Hey, check out the Bobo's on that one, huh? No, Bobo's was actually on Charles and Main Street in Malden.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Actually, Paul and I are reopening it as a strip joint.
Check out
the Bobo's.
Okay.
Look at
you now.
Yeah.
Opening strip joints in Malden.
Why not?
Across from the Sacred Heart Church. That would go over well.
Hey, keep the priest away from the young children, all right?
Well, it's not a male strip club.
Also, a couple of other shout-outs, too. Had a couple phone calls on the way in to the Giddy Up offices here in Medford. My good friend David Kyleman. Dave asked if we were on the air, and I said, unless the nuclear bomb hits, we are on. So, David, if you're listening, shout-out to you. And to a dear friend of mine, Beth Jones. Beth is a former co-worker of mine, soon to be a future co-worker. We were on the phone chit-chatting, and I said, make sure you listen to us on the Giddy Up, and she says, I will. So here is your shout-out.
All right.
And now,
excellent.
For the rest of the shout-outs, for this Friday, the 11th of August.
And begin.
Can we start over?
Don't worry about it.
Jennifer Kandorzynski-Leadham, listening in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes, and Jen, so glad to hear that your son is home. And God bless you. We love you. And hopefully things are working out for the better.
Excellent. Happy to hear that. The lovely Dawn Chase.
Yes. Who may honestly be joining us.
Right now?
No. In the
3 o'clock hour?
The late 3 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Maybe.
I wish I shaved.
Why?
Because, you know, a good-looking woman comes in.
I'm sure she feels the same way.
Like, I wish you put burlap over that head of his. Okay, and of course, you know, a special shout out to DJ Collady, who unfortunately could not make it. This is the busy season for her.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be hearing from her shortly. Caller, if you're out there and you have a telephone, call in. Say hello. Ask us uncomfortable questions. Do what you do best. And of course, by Caller's side is Mr. Eric Wilson.
Biggie.
The Big E. And going from Big E to Little Ma, Eileen and Kim at Malden Trans.
Yes, we love you.
Yeah, the handsome mustachioed Chet Johnson. Do not do that. Once again, you're listening to Two Morons Laughing on 91.5 MFO.
Sorry, funny man.
Yeah, I'm sure this is what Marconi had in mind.
He did not expect me to whip out the mustache.
That's what she said. It felt like prom night, you know what I mean?
And I don't mean Frankie and Bergamo. I just meant, one of those pasting on fun mustaches.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, they're real fun.
Yes. A party in every pack, I tell you. Oh, Billy Roderick, David Streffolino flying high in the BZ newscopter.
Oh, is he? Is he over the Twin Towers?
the Twin Tanks.
I'm sorry.
Twin Peaks. Wow. I don't know. He's over the, I don't know. Yeah, he's over the two tanks. You know, once the double vision clears up or he realizes it's 2017, he'll be over one tank. Michael Scott Stewart. Of the Brigands, also can be heard on MFO. Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
That's right.
Christine Atwell. Michael Bobo, no relation to Bobos.
No.
No. Chase Carson.
Well, I think he may have cleaned the toilets at one point. That's why we called him Bobo.
Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Earth tonight, dead to the night.
Yes. For all your Bobo making music. Chris, all right. He needs a timeout.
Chase Carson, once again, if the time tunnel is your good friend and the man you trusted as a child and loved as an adult, Mr. Pauly B, pointed out, he'll be on 10 to midnight making bobos. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, who may be making bobo making music with Chase Carson. Right. And speaking about check out those bobos, we have a lovely Leah Hall.
Yes.
And also check out the bobos on Eddie Riley, or don't.
It's hard not to.
Matt Fisher.
He's got quite the Hooters.
Yeah. And you don't mean the band from Philadelphia from the mid-80s.
Or we can get wings.
Yeah. Matt Fisher, Teddy Martinetti, and Steph Cardo. They can be heard Saturday nights. Their show is entitled The Lounge. That's right. From 9 to 11 on WMFO. Yes. But once again, if they're not on tomorrow, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Pueblo, Colorado, 60609, and you'll receive your check for $3.98. Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his uncle Carl, the bus driver. Mm. Stop it. Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Not Looking at Pauly, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra Antonio, at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha, and Robert Wynn. And if this is your first time listening, sorry, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the runner-up to the mustache of Medford, because right now it's Pauly V.
Yes, Frankie. I am wearing my trademarked Frankie Embergamo mustache, and I am joining the mustache cult of Medford.
Yes, oh my God, I took a picture of you. I have no idea who this guy is. He's got sunglasses, a mustache. I'm calling the authorities. Where's Pauly
B? You might as well post that on the Giddy Up page.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. Oh, man. So we have, once again, Denise Fioretti, Mamalette. Yes. After the mustaches come the Mamalettes.
That's right.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Pat Cronair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato.
Yes.
Yes.
Papalato. We love Christine.
We do. And once again, Papalatos are at CBS, or are they at... Did you change affiliations?
I did. I went to... I just got an offer. I don't really want to disclose it yet, but I may be moving on to Rite Aid.
Breaking news.
Yes, maybe.
Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Wow. So they try to step up their game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're bringing up their Mamalettes and Papalatos. Yeah.
Classing up the joint.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is that why the mustache?
That. Yeah, I'm incognito.
You're insane. That's what you are.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Appice Buckley, Ryan Scurio, excuse me, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tiermarsh, Elaine Ivy Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, I am DJ Flex, Joanne Riddle, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez. Ramon will be calling us from Cali and giving us Dodger scores.
He will?
I don't know. That'd be great. Like you did last week.
No, that's Romel.
Oh, Romel. I'm sorry. That's Rowan Cali.
Yes.
That's right. Sorry. Rowan Cali as well. Mike Magnan. Charlie McCarthy. Sweet Colleen Shea. Amy Giamacco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Brant, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brant. Pauly did not marry a woman named Jennifer over the weekend. I'm sorry, you are safe. I said Jennifer Brant because I read Andrew and at the same time.
So. Oh.
Yeah, that mustache, it makes it hard for you to hear. Rebecca Rose Castley, Pam Bridge, Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Stacey Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and Jennifer Palazzo. And those are your shout outs for August 11th. Thank you, one and all, and please do not sue.
Thank you, Christopher, our funny man, our DJ Christ, whatever name he goes by this week.
It all works.
Anyways, thank you very much, and thank you all very much for listening in, and hopefully, you know, every name he read off is listening, which wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. And also, Ricky did comment, Ricky Cummings in a dirty E. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, as we call him the shout-outs, has a request for you two.
I've seen that, and I will provide that request for him.
I will.
So, yeah, he's one of our very loyal listeners. So, of course, Ricky will get his U2 request.
Yes.
All right, boys and girls, 2:44 in the afternoon. Play a couple songs. We'll be back. We're going to do some funny news, silly news. But we'll be back before my threesome at 3, which I believe is a good one.
Yes.
Because, I might as well announce it now. It's not a big secret.
Please do.
We're going to do a threesome of Bush.
What?
I know, that sounds dirtier than it is. But since Bush is playing at the House of Blues tonight down at Fenway, which will just intensify the crowd down there because the Red Sox will be playing the Yankees.
Yankee Stadium this weekend.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Because
I still think the Bush crowd will spread out to Yankee Stadium, to the Bronx.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's good then. Anyways, all right. Christopher, want to take us out?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
Is it Medford or is it Medford? Medford? Medford?
Well, being that we now have people in Washington, D.C. and across the country listening, I should pronounce, you know, words like they're spelled.
All right. All right. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Take it away, Paul. Take it away.
I am trying to.
All right. This is Richard Nixon, and you're listening to The Giddy Up. Sock it to me.
Appearing you. Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far. But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right. There was your PSA, Go Red for Women, whatever that means. That means, but you can only go red for women once a month. Yes.
Probably in another 2 weeks.
Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 2:59, actually 3:00.